It's time on Racing Pulse for fast form, best bets and quaddy plays for today's Victorian racing.
Yes, it is time for fast form. Matty Hill, the voice of Victorian racing, has kindly landed his chopper to give us the best bets for sale as he heads out there to call for today. How are you, Matty?
If only that was true, Michael. Thank you. Yes, no, it's a good little card. We talk about it a lot this time of year. With the spring carnival well and truly underway, the Wednesday meetings become a little bit stronger, and really looking forward to seeing the daughter of Black Caviar later on, of course, in Invincible Caviar in race number 7. And we're racing on a soft 5. Hopefully the rain stays away and we're in for a good day.
Yeah, it's a great track, Sale. And this time of year, there's some highly spruced horses making debuts and lightly raced as well. So have you found a couple of best bets for us?
I've certainly got a best bet. It's in race number 4, Paris Affair, trained by Danny O'Brien. Damien Oliver doesn't usually travel to Sale for absolutely no reason. And this horse was a really good run on debut over 1,300 metres on the provincials, looking for the longer trip now at 1,736. So in a field that's not that particularly strong, I think race 4, number 8, Paris Affair, is going to be my best bet of the day. And as far as another best, I thought now it's got a start. Race 8, number 14, Heskett, really good run last start, has drawn well and needs the bigger track of Sale to run over the top of them. So I think my two are race 4, number 8, race 8, number 14.
Oh, I love it. Have you constructed a quaddy for us?
Yeah, in the first leg, I think you can go pretty slim in the first leg. Not a bad buy, and Rose Dior look to be the main two chances there. So 5 and 6 into 1, 2 and 5. Those three horses, Clinched and Dar Willie and Tago Mago, look like they're the only three hopes in that 2,200 metre race. We've got a really good fillies and mares benchmark 70, race number 7. And Blistering has to go in. Extreme Step was good at Pakenham. Invincible Caviar and Queen of the Green. So 1, 5, 6 and 7. And then in the last leg, we'll go with Carlisle Beretta, 4 and 6, the Duke of Dubai, 8. Fireglow 2 is an interesting horse, formerly raced in Hong Kong, so it has to go in on Speck and Heskett, number 14. So 4, 6, 8, 13 and 14 in the last leg. So just doing some very quick mathematics, you're probably looking at around about $60 for 50 cents.
We can live with that, Matty, especially okay, when
that's,
you get your
that's
two best bets
bad.
Home.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope. Give them strength. We need a bank. We're coming into the Caulfield Guineas. We're coming into the serious time now, so we need a bank.
It certainly is. Good calling today, Matty.
Thanks, Michael.